I'm Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Every caregiver recalls moments when harsh words leapt from our mouths, words we desperately wish we could reclaim. Emotions often churn in our hearts like a blender on puree, and for caregivers, the top seems to easily fly off and create a mess. Whether expressing frustration or just reaching a boiling point, we can quickly find ourselves spewing our words like a fire hose, often destructively. Arguing with an impaired loved one suffering with dementia, mental illness, or addiction is pointless. Unleashing our vexations on family, friends, coworkers, or medical providers only heaps more guilt and sorrow on our already bruised hearts, yet we still need to express ourselves. The healthier outlet for those feelings is with a trained mental health professional, support group, even a virtual one, clergy, and/or a trusted friend. Between those safe moments, we may have to bite our tongues while learning to like the taste of blood. The good news, however, is that we rarely need to make amends for something we didn't say. And Ambrose Bierce said, "Speak when you are angry, and you will make the best speech you will ever regret."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.